Welcome to the podcast all about women's wealth. Women's wealth is growing faster than men's. As women in the next generation rise in financial power, women will fundamentally change the meaning of legacy. Women as singles, mothers, wives, or widows not only need access to a full continuum of opportunities to save, invest, and preserve financial assets, they also need access to financial education and coaching, coupled with affordable and appropriate savings and credit building products at key times in their lives. Join us on Women Acquiring Assets and learn the stepping stones to home ownership, investment properties, cryptocurrency, business development, and learn all about saving stocks and so much more. Let's grow our networks together.
Welcome to the latest edition of Women Acquiring Assets podcast, hosted by myself, Annika Jackson. And I am here today with Annie Jan Case and Christine Liu. Welcome, ladies.
Hi. Thank you, Annika.
Hi. Thank you for being with us today. So I'd love to hear from both of you, maybe start with Annie, what you do, how you two work together, and, you know, just start there.
Yeah, my name's Annie Ann Case. I've been in lending, banking for 20 plus years, and also in real estate. We're doing financial planning and protect assets. I'm passionate about what I do. So when the opportunity came, it just paralleled with my passion. So I started helping clients for financial planning and protect assets. It was actually a special like opportunity that I reconnected with Christine, and then we become partners and we work together. So it's been great.
Wow, wonderful, Christine. How did you get involved?
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much, Annie, the introduction. My name is Christine Liu. I have been in the real estate business for 6 years. So it's a great opportunity. Annie introduced me to know Renee. Then we have a very good presentation last year. So I really love what I do. I'm so excited every day to go out to share education. So I used to work 7 days a week, help a lot of clients. In the first real estate business, I made over six-figure income. But after that, I realized it's not how much money I made, it's how much I can save.
Mm-hmm.
So need to know how to build a stronger financial foundation and know the knowledge, find a client need and provide solution. So that's why I'm focused on learning and then educate myself so I can do more presentation, and then also I can leverage my company's workshop program, educate more people in the future.
I think this is wonderful. So, yeah, please go ahead.
So I think my mission and passion is no family financial left behind. So I have been helping thousands of clients in different states in California, Arizona, New York, and Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow.
Setting up their financial goals and complete their financial needed and build a healthy financial future.
This is always important, and I love that I was able to see your presentation at the Women Inflection Point Conference. But I think it's even so much more important now, as with this pandemic, people are realizing they were not prepared financially, whether it's having enough money in savings, really looking at retirement funds and having, you know, those financial stability ensures that you can depend on in times like this. I think it just brings it even more to the forefront of why it's so important to have financial education and really have an understanding of taxes, real estate, all of the different aspects, insurance, all of the different aspects that go into building your financial portfolio.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, with this pandemic, people are not prepared. And really it's our mission to build and protect wealth for families.
Mm-hmm.
And we provide financial education as solutions. So we can be prepared all the time. Who's going to say that it's not going to have another crisis, right?
Mm.
So you can never prepare enough. Yeah.
Yeah. So for our company, we have the workshop. It's including increased cash flow debt management.
Mm.
And also, you have to build a stronger financial foundation, and you have a proper protection, your assets. And then also building wealth assets. accumulation and retirement planning, so you can transfer your wealth to the next generation.
Mm-hmm. And that's so important to think about generational wealth and think about wealth as something for the whole family, because that's what helps break cycles. For instance, if somebody didn't come from wealth and they didn't have access to that, but they can build it up for themselves and their family's future. And you're helping educate people. So when you're talking about providing, information and services for the entire family, do you have different educational workshops depending on for the kids in the family versus the grown-ups, et cetera? Or do you bring the whole family together? How does that work?
Yes, we have a different age program, because when the kids are a newborn baby, when they are born, they need financial education planning set up. Hmm. But when you're turning 20 years old, you have to accumulate, save money. So when you are 30 years old, you get married, you have kids, you have to increase in your cash flow so you can save more money and also pay off your mortgage, pay off your credit card, pay off your car loan. So different age, they have different set up. So we have a financial analysis. We have to looking at what do they have. Is that their money in the tax now or tax defer or tax never? Hmm. So we have to looking at their debt and also a lot of their financial spending habits, so we can help them to set up their financial goal.
And what about finance attracted you both? Was this something you were always interested in? Is it something that other family members, you know, were involved in real estate and finance? Is it, you know, some people, they have a personal story about why they decided to get involved to educate themselves and they realized they could help other people. But what brought the two of you to this and to the partnership?
For me is I have always been financial industry, like I said, for mm-hmm. 20 years. And I just want to learn some more. When I first joined, when I learned about the World Financial Group, it's a different platform and reach out the middle income, the individual and families, instead of those who are wealthy, mm-hmm. you know, because sometimes you don't even have access to all those tools.
Right.
I know some financial institution only deal with $1 million clients, and so that really clicked with me. I'm like, okay, this is something really, really good, and so many people really need them. I just dive into it and not only help myself and also help my friends and family and to prepare a strong financial foundation and you know, reach out to a lot of friends that, you know, they didn't even realize. Even though I was in the financial industry, but yet I didn't have full aspect of all the products and all the solutions to me.
Wow.
And also help client understand the fundamental financial concept, establish goals and create a clear strategy to reach their goals.
Mm-hmm.
And help people to build a stronger and more sound financial foundation. So that's I'm more passionate about.
Well, and Annie, I know you have an example of your own daughter. So I'd love for you to share that now, to give an example of even helping your own family understand from when you started getting into this work.
Yeah, my daughter just turned 18 last year, and I have, talked to her about tuitions and student loans and whatnot. Until I took her to our, free financial education workshop.
Mm-hmm.
And we have total 5-6 workshops. And until she attended herself, it didn't sink in with her. So, I'm very proud of her. And she was able to get into UCI, which is mm-hmm. rated the number one by Money Magazine last year.
Wow.
But we're from Nevada, so we pay out of state tuition,
mm-hmm.
Which is quite steep, and it was her dream school, and she got in. So I was, so she went with the pandemic and everything. Most of a lot of colleges are online now
right.
because what's going on. So So it made her think, okay, do I want to still do this and do it online, pay 60 plus thousand a year tuition, and meanwhile I may incur student loan, and when I graduate I'm going to have student loan debt just to graduate. I haven't even made any income yet. So that really like clicked with her, and she had decided to make a much smarter financially strategy and going to community college online and then going back to college to gain that, you know, in school with professor and networking experience with junior senior years. So I think that was, you know, very impressive to me. And then she came to me at 18 years old to say, Mom, I'm going to open a Roth IRA.
Wow.
And did you know, that would be tax free. And by the time I'm 50, I'll have like $1 million.
Oh my gosh.
And so I was so impressed just with our financial workshop. I was very happy when she told me that. And I was also shocked because sometimes when you tell them something and they may not like absorb as much, but when they learn from the financial workshop and they really like comprehend what's going on. And so that's something that I'm very proud of.
Yes. I mean, honestly, that's amazing. It's the kind of education I wish all parents had access to or would give to their children. Like you said, we don't always learn when we're children, or we won't always listen to our parents. And a lot of our parents don't have those tools and understanding of how to build a financially secure future and get that financial education.
Right.
So, I mean, even myself as an adult, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to host the podcast, is so that I can learn from people who come onto the podcast so that I can get better and, shore up my own. Yeah.
They don't teach us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they don't teach us in school. They don't teach us in college. And so until, you know, you really get to those knowledge, and you wouldn't know how money works.
Mm-hmm. Christine, I know that one of the big things that you love is the workshops and educating people. How have you two had to pivot the workshops, or have you had to? Because I know you operate in multiple states. So have you been doing a combination before the pandemic of in-person and online, and now shifting to online? Or how does that work?
Yeah, so how the workshops, we're actually going to do some podcasts for the beach workshop for about a month. So we have total 4 or 5, and we're going to teach everyone how the money works and how to accumulate wealth and how to manage debt. And once we have that, then we know how to build wealth, and wealth is built with money and time. And also how we're going to have a proper protection for our family, ourselves and our family.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to talk about retirement, IRAs and 401ks, what should do, not do, different things. And also we're going to talk about Medicare and the other very, very important topic is tax.
Mm.
As you know, we have the stimulus funds has been sent out during the pandemic, and so because these money has been printing and handed to us, someone has to pay, right? So and we look at the history of the tax rate and bracket, and can see, you know, right now we're actually in a pretty low tax bracket. So with our national debt, you know, reaching 23-24 trillion, and probably going to be even more now. So do you think the income tax later on is going to be increased, or is it going to be reduced?
Mm.
So there's a chance that they're going to raise the income tax level. So how are we going to save legally and save tax and to build wealth? And that's an important topic. It's something that we're going to talk about as well.
Wow, that's really interesting. Definitely very important. And timely, of course. I don't know about you guys. I have not received a stimulus check yet. I'm still waiting for that. And when I do get it, I want to just put it straight into savings so that I can build up my emergency savings funds as well. Because I think that's, You know, unfortunately, a lot of people in the United States don't even have $300 or $400 in emergency savings funds. And so I guess one of my questions to you is, how do you maneuver emergency savings funds versus investing, you know, for the future in an IRA or retirement funds, especially in this time? Like, if somebody is coming to you, how would you recommend? Or does it depend on what their other assets are? Is there a minimum people need to be making or have in assets to work with you guys?
And well, what we're going to do is that each person's different. Their mm-hmm. financial situation is different, right? So we're going to check their financial analysis, do a financial need. We're based on each family's needs and goals to do a strategy plan for them. Like most of us, you know, live with the insufficient protection and too much debt. So we're going to, you know, help them first manage the debt and then increase the cash flow and then have the proper financial protection. You heard about don't put your eggs in one basket, right? Mm-hmm. So it depends on their needs and their goals, and we're going to recommend different strategies. So like right now you can invest in stock market, and as you know, it's just up and down every day, right? Up 2 days and down. You know, no one knows when we come out the other side of it what's going to happen, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's not very, some people cannot take the risk, like, you know, the money can just gone, you know, lost. And so the other thing is the real estate. As we know, real estate's been doing really well and upside for 8-10 years, and you can invest in some, but again, stock, real estate, after you make the profit, you mm-hmm. have to pay tax. Mm. And then we have URL, which is Universal Index Life, and that is one of the tax-free products. And a lot of people do not know that is something you can use for supplemental retirement. And also you have a proper protection, and you have long-term care, and you also can have terminal illness. So, and there's annuity. So there's many investment vehicles you can utilize, and depends on each person's needs to recommend what's the best for them. It's just have to see what's the best fit and what's their needs, what's their goal.
Wonderful. Hold that thought. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
The Equity Movement e-learning systems invites you to start your journey of unlimited possibilities in the areas of financial awareness and wellness for baby boomers, Gen X, millennials, and Gen Z. Discover new keys to unlock your desired future through a vast treasure of knowledge from leaders that have validated know-how in their industries. Their gems and roadmaps will fuel your progress. Knowledge is valuable, applied is invaluable. Let us help build more equity in you. Access our free learning platform today at equityelearning.com.
Equity Movement Enterprises is a consumer-based membership organization designed and created to engage, educate, empower, and successfully direct consumers in their pursuit of financial excellence. A multi-layered financial consortium, Equity Movement resources include valuable information, tips, and news in the areas of credit, savings, stocks, bonds, real estate, and business development, all designed to help individuals increase their wealth and build a financial portfolio. Equity Movement strives to be the Uber of financial awareness and the Amazon of financial wellness. Please visit our website at equitymovement247.com.
Hi, this is Annika Jackson. At Annika PR, we provide public relations strategy, content marketing, and brand and design services. We are gifted with the ability to draw excitement to an event, brand, or concept. Don't just take our word for it. See our clients' work in Forbes, CNN, Amazon TV shows, and much more. Want your brand amplified? Go to AnnikaPR.com. That's AnnikaPR.com. Welcome back to the Women Acquiring Assets podcast. I'm your host, Annika Jackson, and I'm here with Annie Yancase and Christine Liu from World Financial Group, talking about how they educate families and help clients in multiple states shore up their retirement goals, complete their financial needs and education, and build a healthy financial future for themselves and their families. And you were just talking about some of the things that you do to help assess a family's needs. And I understand that people can come to you for a free consultation.
Right. Yeah. Everyone and can email us or call us. We'll do financial education. And we can do all states, including, you know, like even Canada. So,
oh, wow.
Whatever needs help, we can definitely help. And, you know, my team and I, we can assess to see what's the best. Especially right now with the technology, we can do a Zoom meeting,
mm-hmm.
we can see each other online, and it's definitely not an issue at all.
Wow, that's really amazing. I know I really feel that financial literacy and helping families is one of the most important things, because if you don't have a secure financial future, then you can't build and plan and provide and do the things that you want to do, such as if you want to own a home, if you want to even take a nice trip when we're able to travel again. if we're even getting to, you know, the next Women Inflection Point conference to see you guys speak in person. You know, I think it's so interesting, and I'd love to let our audience know how they can get in touch with you. What would be the best place?
By our email, or we also have a Facebook called World System Builder Community, and it can, WSB Community, and also we have our email is buildwealth888@gmail.com. That's buildwealth888@gmail.com.
Okay.
You can reach out to us, and we'd love to, you know, help you to get a strategy and planning put together for either for education fund, you know, retirement, emergency fund, debt management. Our next workshop will be in June, which will talk about some how to manage debt, what is the ways, what are the ways that you can increase your cash flow.
Mm, very, very interesting. And the information for your next session, would that be in your Facebook group, the WSB community?
Yes.
Okay.
It will be on our, I have another one, it's Build Wealth Now. We'll post on that.
Okay, great. And can people find you across on Instagram and LinkedIn as well, through Build Wealth Now or yeah. Okay, great.
No, right now it's just on Facebook.
Yeah. Oh, okay, on Facebook.
Facebook and Instagram, yeah.
And okay, wonderful. So, if somebody were going to come to you to do a consultation, what would they need to have prepared? Would they just need to have like any documentation, their bank statements, their tax returns?
If they could prepare, like, if they have any, what is their net income,
mm-hmm.
and what, you know, their utilities, monthly outgo, the liability,
mm-hmm.
and then what are the, if they have any retirement savings, checking, how much balance in there, any stock, any retirement IRA, 401k, 403b, 557, whatnot. As long as they know roughly what's the balance in there, and we can put everything together to fit their needs.
Wonderful. And what is one or two pieces of advice that you'd give to somebody right now during this crazy time that we're in? You know, everybody's at home. Many people are working. Many people are not working. Do you have any quick tidbits that you can offer if somebody were thinking about their financial future and well-being? Of immediate steps they could take right now to take action before they go
speak
to you or go to your webinar?
I would say right now, assess your expenses, your liabilities, and to see, you know, save as much as you can, just so that you have somewhat a peace of mind, so that you have some money on hand. You really see, is this a need or want, right?
Mm-hmm.
At a time like this, mm-hmm. it's always best to save some money. And then the other thing is, see if there's other opportunity that you can make extra income. Maybe it's time for you to look, you know, to see, is there any way that I can make extra income? And so next time when this, you know, who's to say if
right.
it's not going to come back, or if something else happened, or say, hopefully we through everything's great. However, if you prepare, then you always have the extra income to eventually increase your wealth, that's a way to increase your cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're well prepared. You always have a nest there. We need to prepare 6 to 9 months emergency fund. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once you have that, and also we need to eliminate debt. How are you going to eliminate? Then, you know, you're going to cut your spending and you're going to save more. So the two, and save early. Cut your spending, or at least reduce your spending and increase your cash flow,
mm-hmm.
income coming in.
Great. Those are,
that would be first thing to do.
Very good common sense information. So you said that your next webinar is coming up in a week or two?
It's going to be June 8th.
June 8th. Okay, fantastic. Yeah, so just a couple, not even a couple weeks, a little bit less than that. Well, we'll definitely look out for that and share the information on it. And are there any last things that you would like to offer to the audience before we go today?
I would love to connect with like-minded individuals to expand our, you know, education platform to not only help them build wealth and also earn extra income and save for retirement. So anyone needed extra income and needed financial planning, this is the perfect time. It's so urgent that we need to help everyone we can help, one family at a time, to achieve financial freedom.
Mm-hmm. Great. Is there anything else that you all would like to share?
I think that will be it for now. And I'm sorry we lost Christine.
Oh, yes. Yeah, me too. But I appreciate both of you being on. And I'm definitely going to join your Facebook group as soon as we get off this interview. And I will look for that webinar and we'll share the information with our audience. What you're doing is really important and timely. So thank you very much for being on today. We greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
My pleasure.
Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Well, that's it for this episode. To learn more about who we are and what we do, visit www.womeninflectionpoint.org/WAA. If you have anything you'd like to share, Annika would love to hear from you. And she can be reached at info@womeninflectionpoint.org. Be sure to tune in every week for another episode and learn more about how financial assets are a store of resources that women and families can tap into, particularly during emergencies, and how wealth can provide a nest egg that can be leveraged into investments like a home, an investment property, or a business, and then can be passed on to future generations. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time.